Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of December, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Asatyam apratisthanate jagadahu anishyaram aparaspara sambhutam kimannat kam haitukam. So, we are discussing for the last few days about the asuras, demons. So, the beginning is na sochaṁ na pichācāraṁ na sattaṁ te suviddhati. Asuras, they are asuchi, unclean. That is, their misfortune that they cannot understand what is the right way, what is the wrong way. So, suchi, cleanliness, is the first qualification of the Daiva Prakriti or Devatas. There are two classes of man. One class is Devata and the other class Asura. The Asura class, they will have to suffer. They cannot get liberation from the material bondage. Mura janmani janmani mama prapaiva. Unless we achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our sufferings in the material world will continue. It will not stop. We are trying to stop all kinds of suffering by adjustment of this material world, that is not possible. That is stated in the Shastra, durasayaji bahirathamanina. Durasaya, hopeless. Big asuras like Ravana, he also wanted to be happy himself and others by material adjustment. He proposed that there is no need of acting piously to go to the heavenly planet. I shall construct a staircase. Anyone can go. Ravana Sargasri. So, that was failure. Just like we are now trying, the modern scientists, they are trying to go to the moon planet. It is failure. They will never be able to go there. I have discussed this point. We are conditioned. We cannot leave one place to another without being proficient or without being eligible. Just like even in this planet, you cannot go to the other country. Suppose from India, if we want to go to America, it requires arrangement. Not that all of a sudden you can go to America. All the Americans come here. There is international arrangement, visa, passport, immigration, so many things. So many obstacles are there, even in this planet. And what to speak of going to other planet? It is not possible. You must be efficient, then you can go. That we get information from the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva bhrita deva. Pitri janti, pitri bhrita. Bhuteja janti bhutani. Madhyajino pi janti ma. So in this life, you have to prepare yourself. Then you can go to the higher planetary system. Uddhanga chanti sattasva madhye tishthanti rajasa jaganna gunavrittisya adhoga chanti tamasa. You can go, sarvaga. Every living entity can go wherever it likes. But he must fulfill the condition, because we are in the conditional state. The material world means we are conditioned. So, in order to be eligible to go to the higher planetary system, like moon planet and others, we must be efficient to prepare ourselves. So that preparation means the more you become situated in the sattva-guna, saucam, sattam saucam, the brahmical qualification, arjavam, astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhava. Unless you acquire the qualities of sattva-guna, you cannot go even in the higher planetary system. What to speak of going beyond the universe? Beyond the universe, beyond this, there Vaikuntha Loka, that is Brahma Loka, Brahma Jyoti, and then topmost is the Goloka Vrindavan. But you can go there. Krishna says, Madhyajino pi janti ma. If you prepare in this life, then you can go there. There is no impediment. Simply, you have to be purified. This bhakti marga is the process of purification. Sarva pathi vinin muktam, tat paratena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rucha. If we want to go to Vaikuntha planet or Goloka Vrindavan planet beyond this material sky, that is, there is another sky, parastasmattu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. These informations are there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is another sky, which is called Parabrahma, that is spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is eternal. When everything is annihilated within this material sky, that remains eternal. That is called Sanatana Dham. So, Sanatana Jiva is Sanatana. Mamayivamsa Jivaloke is Sanatana, it is stated there. So jiva is sanatana. Na hannate hannamane sarir. And Krishna is also sanatana. In the 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed sanatanam. And here, there is another sky which is called sanatana. Bhakta abhaktya sanatana. So this sanatana Dham and Sanatana association. Krishna is Sanatana, living entity is Sanatana, and there is a Sanatana Dham. The cultivation of knowledge, how one can go back to that Sanatana Dham and associate with the Supreme Sanatana and remove yourself Sanatana, that is called Sanatana Dham. So, we have to cultivate that Sanatana Dharma, means we have to purify ourselves from the material qualification or material designation. Here we have got material designation, am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am this and that. So one has to become free. That is purification. When we understand that, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself, that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Sudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, but I am servant of the servant of Krishna. Goti Bhakti Padakamalu, Dasa Dasa Dasa. If we come to this understanding, that is our purification. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness moment, we have got people from all different countries, all different religious system, caste, creed, color, but they have forgotten their material designation. If these American boys or English boys would have thought that they are Englishmen, then they could not mix with us Indian in such humble way, because they have their prestigious position, that actually materially they are advanced and opulent. Why they should come with me, an Indian, poor Indian? No, because they have forgotten. Their designation they have forgotten. Similarly, we have to forget this material designation due to this body. This is bodily conception of life. And nowadays it is going on very strong. Nation, we do not have any such conception in the Shastra, national idea. The division is Deva and Asura. It doesn't matter where you are born. Even in India, suppose you are born in a Brahmana family, it does not mean that you cannot become a Asura. And even if you, in Europe and America, if you are born in the Mlecha Javan family, it does not mean that you cannot become a Brahman. No. Krishna says openly, Mahi Partha Vapasritya Jepisu Papajoni. Papajoni. Lowborn. Papajoni, they are mentioned in the Shastras. Kirata Hunam Pulinda Pukkasa Vira Sambhajavana Kasada. They are considered as Chandala, less than the Shudras. Kirata means Africans. The black. In our country also, there are Santals, very black, they live in the forest. Every country, Aborigines, they are called Kirata. So, Huns, there are Huns on the northern side of Germany, Andhra, Kirata, Hun, Andhra, Purindra, Pukkasa, Abhira, Sumbha, Javana, Kasad, many. But Sudeva Goswami says that they can be purified. Suddhanti, Prabhavishnava, if they become Vaishnava. Prabhavishnava, if one becomes Vaishnava, then he is transcendental to this material designation. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an endeavor to make everyone a pure Vaishnava. Sarvapadi vininmuktam tat paraptena nirmala. Then he will be nirmala. In that nirmala stage, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Bhakti is not the activities of this material world. Bhakti is the activity. Sagunar samatitta etan brahma bhuyayakal. To become identified with Brahma, that is not sufficient. Aham brahmasmi, brahma bhuta prasannatma. That is not sufficient. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasutati nakankati. When you become free from this material designation, Brahma bhuta, state aham brahmasmi, that is a state, neutral state, nasutati nakankati. When you become free from the material anxieties, material life means sutati kankati. Always people want something, and whatever he has got, he has lost, he laments for something. This is our material life. But when you come to the Brahma platform, no sutati, you know, this is the first quality. No more lamentation, no more hankering. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu, pandita samadarshina. Then sarvesu bhuteshu, every living entity, he knows that every living entity is the son of Krishna. Ahanga bija purapita, Krishna says. So why shall I distinguish between this person to that person? Everyone is Vaishnava. That is the Mahabhagava. Mahabhagava does not see any distinction. He sees everyone, pandita sama, vidya vinaya sampanni, brahmani, gavi hasti, sumiti cha sapati, pandita sama. When one has attained this stage, then he can execute devotional service. Mad bhakti lavate para. So, to become a bhakta is the highest position, highest perfection of life. Beyond this time, material existence, that is possible. Krishna says, Manhi partha gapasitya jivishu papuna. Siya suddha tatha vishya, sivi janti parani. Everyone is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So, this moment is to execute this Krishna's mission. He wants it. Why he says, Mani Pasana Pasana, Jeevisu Papajana. Papajana means suffering. Here in this material world, either you are Papajani or Uchajani, there is suffering. So, Krishna's Kimpuna Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajasthana. If the Papajani, if they can be relieved, what to speak of those who are born in good family, Brahmana, Punya, Rajasaya, Brahman, Kshatri. Of course, in this age, it is very difficult to find out the qualified Brahmana, Kshatriya, Kalau Sudra Sambhava, Kaliju. Everyone is almost Sudra. Still, Triya Sudra Tathavishya, Sri Vijayanti Parangas, they can be elevated. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is paropokar. Paropokar. Because within this material world, with material designation and material environment, they are all suffering. Krishna is more unhappy for our suffering because we are his sons. Suppose your son is suffering, you will suffer also, not that the son is suffering. Similarly, because we have come to this conditional state of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate, we take birth and again we die. This is not very good proposal. But these rascals, they do not know how nature is working. Tatha deham tara prapti dhirastvatana mayati. We are leaving one body and accepting another body. This is a great bother. But the rascal, so-called scientists, politicians, they do not know this. I therefore say rascals. They are very much proud of their learning, advancement of science. But they cannot understand the simple truth spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Vejinasvindyathadehi kaumaradhuvanamidara tathadehantara prapti, then dehantara prapti. Dhira Sottana Mayati. So, people are surprised. They do not believe that they are. But Dhira Sottana Mayati. Those are dhira, sober, intelligent. They understand. Yes, there is the answer. The example is given. Dehinasmindi sadhi, kaumara jovanam. That's like we are changing body. Kaumara jovanam jara. Similarly, the old body, old order changes to a new. Again we get another body. And this is very, very great botheration of life. They do not understand. But it can be stopped. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti, mameti. It can be stopped. How? Simply by understanding janma karma samedi, bhamju janati tattva. You simply try to understand Krishna, and Krishna is explaining himself. Where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? You haven't got to speculate, you haven't got to manufacture ideas what kind of Krishna is. He is present. Dibhuja Muralidhar, Krishna. Krishna, when he was present in the, upon this earth, everyone has seen Krishna has his temple, thousands and millions of temples. Krishna, you can see his picture, the description is there. Venum kannat in the Vedic literature. Venum kannantam aravinda dalayataksam varahavatam samasitam budasundarangam kandatva koti kamaniya visesha shobham govinda madhipurusam samangaya. Why? What is the difficulty to understand Krishna? And simply if you understand Krishna, janma karmam chame dibbam, we are not ordinary activities, janma karma chame dibbam, transcendent. If you simply understand Krishna, then we can save from this bodhadeshan of repetition of birth and death. Tatra deham punarjanmanai. He does not accept any more this material body. Then where does he go? Mameti, he comes to me, back to home, back to God. But this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the movement in the human society. It is not meant for any particular class of man, a particular country or particular religious system. No, it is meant for everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is the duty of the Indians. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. First of all, make yourself perfect. You can make yourself perfect. Because in the Bharatvarsha, there are this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. Just study that. Therefore, you are publishing so many books on the basis of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and people are appreciating very much all over the world. So, it is the duty of every Indian to make his life perfect by understanding Bhagavad Gita at least, and spread the message. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Every one of you can become a guru. He says that. Amar ajnay guru haiya tarayi desh. Wherever you are, you can deliver the person, a surrounding person in your neighborhood. How can I become guru? I have no qualification. No, there is no need of qualification. Simply repeat. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Very simple thing. Anyone you meet, my dear friend, just hear little. What is that? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You kindly think of Krishna, just offer your obeisance to Krishna, just become a bhakta and chant his holy name. your guru is finished. Well, it is not very difficult task. Anyone can do this. And then everyone will be benefited. And that is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.